A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from The Voice of America on Friday, February 17th, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about Cyclone Dineo, which has hit some parts of Southern Africa, including Zimbabwe.
To join the show, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-6065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voandebele.com.
And once again, thanks for joining us, and you're listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about Cyclone Dineo.
The Department of Civil Protection and humanitarian organizations are on a standby to deal with any cases that may arise as a result of tropical Cyclone Dineo, which is expected to cause flooding in some parts of Zimbabwe. The cyclone has already killed 7 people, injured 55, and affected hundreds of thousands across southern Mozambique, according to the country's Natural Disasters Agency.
Zimbabweans have also been urged to remain calm, listen to weather forecasts, with those in low-lying areas moving to higher ground, and also avoid crossing flooded rivers. The South Africa Weather Service warned that the storm still posed a threat of heavy rainfall and flooding as it headed inland into South Africa, both Zimbabwe and Botswana, though, of course, it has been downgraded to Category 4, Gibbs.
Yes, it has been downgraded to what is called a tropical depression, which is sort of like some continuous kind of rainfall. So if you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. 2077. Yeah, asikubeka game point.
Onguka hama wadiwa nasi tirauti tinge tichitarisa tichitaura ninyaya yedutu mpengo rikunze Cyclone Dineo nematambudziko arikonzeresa kuvanhu. Tirauti muti fonere muchitudza kuti kwamuri kwakamira sei, tine zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kuMozambique, zvimwe zviri kuSouth Africa, kuBotswana, muZimbabwe ndonzvimbo dziri kunzi dzinogona kubatwa nedambudziko irori. Tirauti kuti mutiudze kuti zvinhu zvakamira sei kwese kwamuri. Gibbs.
Ibombezulu kandaba lingalitshona njani khona ngapho ke thina lapha siyaphila sibili. Esikhangelela khona namhlanje lizulu elikhulu leli ele-Cyclone Dineo. Sokhanya ke sokuyimvimbi sibili emangalisayo eZimbabwe. Khanya ngazani izulu leli liza kuna kuze kufike ke khonapho ke ngomvulo. Sizwile ukuthi selidlule eMozambique, ladlula ke lise-South Africa futhi latsha khona ngale. EZimbabwe libambile, kuzobuya le-Namibia bakhona bathi liyatshaya sibili. Yes, so ke ukhanya ngazani ke i-tropical cyclone lay. Isingani sokuthiwa hayi, I say cyclone inkalata. So kuyilokho kuthiwa i-tropical depression. Kutsho ukuthi izulu lankhona liyana sibili okumangalisayo. Kule ndawo ezinye ngeZimbabwe ukhanya zingagcwala ke blessing amanzi. So abantu bakhuthazwa sibili ukuthi basuke endaweni ezingane ziphansi.
Gibbs, I think we have our first guest. That is Dr. Takawafira Joe. He is the president of the PTUZ, Progressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe. Dr. Joe, good evening.
Good evening. And how are you?
We are doing great, and thanks for joining us. Of course, Dr. Joe is in Mashingo. Mm-hmm. Mashingo is one of the areas that is affected. So mm-hmm. it's Manicaland, Mashingo, Matabeleland, and Midlands. Mm-hmm. So we are bringing in Dr. Joe because he is in Mashingo. Gibbs, you can fire away.
So, Dr. Joe, tell us the situation there. We know that even in schools, maybe some people are not going to school and all those kind of things because of flooded rivers and whatever. So can you give us your kind of view on that?
Yes, I will give you a wide scope because I represent an organization of teachers. We have received the reports from Manicaland, Chipinge area, Bechnaf, Masimbo, Chirezi, Mwanezi, and then Mberengwa. We've also received from Bedbridge in Siza and Ulawayo. The situation was terrible. From last night, there was incessant rains, so that today a number of students failed to go to school. And the message also, it had traveled very late because the permanent secretary had also warned that the students should not be going to school. But a number of students tried to go to school and they had to go back. A number of workshops were also lined up across the country in those areas, in the southern area, and they had to be cancelled. And there were others who had traveled, but they could not travel back because the rivers were in flood. Goats and the also even cattle and they were also trapped in these incessant rains, and some few people also see toilets, houses were collapsing because of the incessant rains. But what I would like to say is that the winds that were feared, they were not of a greater magnitude. They were a bit limited. It is only the incessant rains. And I'm sure you are already aware that a number of roads had already been destroyed, particularly in Cherezi, in Mberengwa, in Mat South and the like. And so the incessant rains have also worsened the issue of transport because the roads basically have been turned into rivers. So the problems of the people in the rural areas have been multiplied, and normally people also highlight that it is the poor in Zimbabwe that have been affected greatly. And the poor normally do not have a greater access to those in power because they are far away from the corridors of power. So we urge upon the government to ensure that such poor people in Manicaland, in Masingo, in Mat South, at least are attended, because normally they are not attended because these are areas that are also backward.
Va jo tomboenda kuchishona tichitarisa nyaya muri kusimudza izvovakwa zvakaita semazambuko nemigwagwa kuti zvinenge zvisina kumira zvakanaka. Ari kumbogadzirwa here mazambuko aya kana kuti zvakapedzisira kare? Zvinhu zvakamira sei?
Zvakapedzisira kare. Roads dzinotova kundedza sinitsi. And munhu wakafa 1975 dai aimuka aitokandamara kuti nyika ina vanhu herei. Nokuti migwagwa yachona iko zvino dzatova nzizi dzinotoerera chaizvo chaizvo. Asi tichiona kuti tenge tina vakuru vakuru vemigwagwa asi vasingagadziri migwagwa, zvikuru sei yekumaruzevha. Mutaun muri nani potholi ringatomborohwawo kuda naminista kana naMP. Zvino kumaruzevha uku kuna mapezens hapana anombotarisawo zvemigwagwa izvi. Ende idambudziko guru kwazvo, nokuti vanhu vekumaruzevha vanodawo kufambawo kuti vangosvikawo kunearest town nguva dzamapayday, particularly maticha. And even ivowo vekurwaera kuti vatakure zvirimwa zvavo vanotengesawo kuvanhu kuti vangowanawo tumari tushomashoma. Saka zvemigwagwa hurumende yezimbabwe inoita sekuti yakatokanganwa kuti kune migwagwa, haisina basa nazvo and haina basa navanhu zvikusei vari kumaruwa. Izvo zvino zvatinofunga kuti zvinofanira zvigadziriswe kuti ibudirire yekumaruwawo ikurumidzewo kudi ikwirirewo, because vanhuwo vari muzimbabwe hatina masecond class citizens muzimbabwe, tese tiri mafirst class citizens. Saka chigadza pasi minda yomusikana zviri kumaruzevha, zvikuru sei zvichienderana nemazambuko, mabhiriji, malow line bridges ese akatorwa nenzizi. Ende iko zvino ari kunyanya kutoparadza mabhiriji akawanda ari kuparadza, kufamba kwacho kwava kunetsawo.
So now looking at issues concerning school children, where you are, you know, are there any children who failed to go to school because of the, you know, cyclone?
Yeah, there are so many. We have received so many reports from Chipinge. We have received reports from Chirezi, Mwanezi, Mberengwa, Mat South, that several children failed to go to school today because it was raining. Apart from raining, the rivers were in flood. The Mzingwane, the Chimwe, the Gambure, and a lot of other rivers in Mwanezi and the Chipinge.
And Dr. Joe, how prepared is Zimbabwe to tackle any emergency, judging from the fact that there's this cyclone and doctors are on strike?
Unfortunately, Zimbabweans, we are not prepared, because preparedness implies that in every district there must be a rescue team, and the people must also have information on where to go. And apparently, there is no dissemination of information as to where the people would go. For example, if you go to Chipinge, there are problems. Where should people be going? If you go to Manezi, Chirezi, if you go to Mberemba, there is no. If you go to Insiza, there is no clear-cut information on where people could go if their houses have collapsed. If, for example, the rivers are in flood, if the rains continue, where these people should go in order to be assisted. There's virtually no information. There's virtually no teams in the respective areas. So we are simply surviving because we've got. Otherwise, if the rains continue, a lot of people's lives is put in danger.
Thank you so much, Dr. Joe. Please do stay on the line. For those of you who are just joining us, good evening. And this is your station, Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7, we are talking about the impact of Cyclone Dineo, which has hit several countries in Southern Africa. Gibbs.
We still remember, Blessing, there was Cyclone Eline in the year 2000, which actually killed 136 people. And actually, 59,148 houses and huts were actually damaged.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, there were actually 230 dams that were destroyed. And 20,000 head of livestock were actually lost.
Mm-hmm.
So now maybe Zimbabwe is now trying to count the numbers of what is going to take place. So, okay, Zulukanda, esilakho namhlanje esikhuluma ngakho ikhonoko ke uCyclone Dineo, ukuthi ungani uyavunguza khona ngale Zimbabwe, kodwa ukukhangelelwe kakhulu ukuthi pho kuzachiya kunjani. Sizwile lapha ke umnumzana uTabafira Joe ekhuluma sithi emaswingo lapha khona kodwa ngale abantwana besikolo abaningi abahambanga le ndaweni ezinye ezithize abantwana bahambanga ngoba khanya ngazani isimo asimanga kahle. So ke mbona ngazani silo muntu khonapho mnumzana.
Tine mthelelo wekutanga Mkoma Bob imba yago vari ku Kempton Park ku South Africa. Mkoma Bob murisei?
Awa ndirofara makati vana baba.
Aiwa isu tiri nani zvedu parisei pajohn up.
Pajoni pakanaka chaizvo varume.
Handiti aiwa zvinokudzwa.
Eh,
tiri kutaura nenyaya yedutu mupengo iri Cyclone Dineo zvakamira sei South Africa.
Ya, ini ndiri truck driver, saka chora chokwadi makuseni kwambosumuka makore zvako.
Mhm.
Asi hakuna kana kumbonaya. Iye zvinhu kutaura kwandiri kuita ndabuda muJoburg.
Mhm.
Ndikaenda Kempton Park, ndiri kuenda kumufala.
Mhm.
Hakuna kana tichiona nyeredzi kwakachena kuti mbu.
Mhm.
Hakuna kana chati chataridza kuti notaurwa ndizvo here kana kuti kwete.
Mhm. Ko nezuro.
Hakuna futi nezuro kumpumalanga kwana ndiri ndaifamba futi the same way.
Mhm.
But hatina katumvura tangotonaya kwangokufunirira tatongoti tukangokufuna maybe less than 2 minutes.
Mhm.
Tatoenda.
Mhm.
Saka kuchakanaka chezvo.
Mhm. Eko
zvinji.
Mhm. Taura henyu.
Zvimbo zvinji dzatinofamba dzakatooma.
Mm-hmm.
Ere chimwe chibage chotozvava kutooma nekutoshaya mvura saka haisati yasvika zvayo.
Mhm. Asi vanenge vari kuti yeah. Saturday iko kumpumalanga uko kunana KwaZulu Natal kunogona kuya mhepo inenge yakasimba chaizvo.
Ya, maybe uko hangu asana kusvika pati. Izvo zvekutaura kwandiri kuita ndapara rori kuti ndinatso kutaura nemi zvakanaka. Usi wacha hwacha huri pasaidi perodhi hwakamira kuti twasa hakuti kana mbozungunuka saka hakuna kana mhepo.
Asi pane dzidziso here iri kuitwa kuSouth Africa yekuti muzive kuti kuri kuti mhepo iyauya nemvura iyi munoita sei?
Dzidziso tinodziwana, tiri kudziwana pamaredhiyo nepamasocial networks apa saka dzidziso dzakanaka chaizvo. Tinokurudzirawo kugara muzimba kugara takavhara mahwindo nemadhoo uye kusafamba-famba nekusayambuka nzizi kana dzinge dzazvara edza netsoka kana nemota zvandangonzwa muchitaurawo kuti ndo zviri kukurudzirwa vari kumusha ndo zvatiri kungokurudzirwawo kunoko.
Saka imiwo sevatyairi muri kupotawo muchitaurirana here kuti kana nzizi dzakazara hatifaniri kunge tichiyambuka nemagonyeti edai?
Ndinotaurirana zvotori nyore zvinezvi kutaurirana nokuti tine magurupu amadhiraivha kuti tinenge tichingopotsera-potsera ipapo umwe akapotsera uko mwachida tichimbotamba hedu asi chokwadi techiudzana pamagurupu ipapo.
Nekuti ndinoona dzimwe ongororo dzinoitwa kuno vanototaura kuti especially marori ayaya ndo atori in danger yekutakurwa nemvura nekuti kukura kwakaita mavhiri kuyakuya mvura ikangoti wandei pasi rori rinobva ratakurwa zviri nyore chaizvo nekuti vamwe vanombofunga kuti kana riri gonyeti ndokwanisa kungokrosa kana nzizi.
Chokwadi haasi so far ikurudziro yakanaka chaizvo yekuti tisamboedza zvedu kuyambuka nzizi. Chimwe chandiri kuda kutotaurawo zvazvo chero chingava chiri out of musoro wenyaya watinawo wecyclone Dineo tichipotokurudziranawo namamwe madhiraivha kuti nguva vangavawane nguva yekurara.
Aiwa ichocho ichokwadi.
Tiri kudonha dzimwe nguva tozopinda padzidzi dzacho nokuti tichinorarira pamwe panenge pari sefu. Saka ngatiwane nguva yekurara yakati wandei.
Aiwa
tisadzingirira nemari nemalodzi nokuzokrosa nzizi dzakazara.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Bob nepfungwa dzenyu dzinovaka.
Zvakanaka baba, ndiri kutenda ichaizvo.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru.
Ehoye asi ndinorwadziwa kumusha kwangu kumasvingo ndokwandiri kunzwa kuti hakuna kumira zvakanaka uko.
Aiwa tinovimba kuti hapana anorasikirwa hake neupenyu.
Saka ndiri kurwadziwa chaizvo chaizvo.
Aiwa tinoramba tichinamata.
Zvakanaka.
Tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Bob.
Ehoye maita basa mugara muchifona ndaimbotaura nemi chaizvo asi ezvinezvi ei.
Aiwa zvinenge zvakawanda asi tinofona hedu dodwari. You heard the Gibbs from Bob. He's a truck driver. He's based in South Africa.
Yeah.
He hails from Mashingo, and he said he's deeply concerned about the situation there. And of course, he's also saying that in South Africa, you know, it was expected that this cyclone will hit Mpumalanga. He's traveling there and some parts of KwaZulu-Natal, the Limpopo province. And he's saying so far everything is calm, but they're expecting that, you know, it will hit on Saturday. This is according to the Meta department in South Africa. But he's also urging fellow drivers not to cross flooded rivers.
So now we've got some people on Facebook, and one of them is Promise Mazwi, who writes, the cyclone is passing through Zimbabwe, going wherever it is going, from Mozambique through Zimbabwe to Assas. This is God's amazing works. No comments. Let him work for his people. We should learn to appreciate guys. And then we've got Chiweshe Bonnet Bonds, who says, there's nothing to do to stop this kind of cyclone. And then Nika Baranda says, we're looking, we are going to experience a big drought after this. Then Farai Takara writes, government must take action. I don't know how. Government, maybe to help people in terms of, you know, whenever people need that kind of assistance. Yeah, we're going to have a lot of people. Kulondotokutwa ngujeriko othi ya okuhluphayo ukuthi uhulumende ngasoze asincede lutho nxa sikudubo olunje. Kuzobuya futhi lo munye okuthiwa ngu-Ananias. Ananias ke uthi hayi, khona ngapho ke e-Studio 7 siyalibonga ngomsebenzi omuhle liwenzayo, kodwa ke thina siyethuka phela nxa bekhuluma nge-cyclone leyi songazani umhlaba usudilika. Kodwa hayi, sifuna ukutshela ke mnumzana Ananias ukuthi hayi, umhlaba kawudiliki, umhlaba ukhona. Yeah, blessing.
Of course, for those of you who are just joining us, we are talking about Cyclone Dineo and its impact. We want to talk to Zimbabweans in the diaspora and, of course, Zimbabweans back home. Just tell us about the situation where you are. And our guest is Dr. Takawa Firajo, and we are also now being joined by Mr. Teach Zinyemba from the Met Department in Zimbabwe. Mr. Zinyemba, good evening.
Good evening to you and all the listeners.
Thank you so much. Gibbs,
you can fire away. Teach, it's good to be with you after such a long time. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. And how are you up there?
No, I'm great, man. So tell us a bit about this tropical depression right now. What is going on?
I think it has been one of the topical issues that we have had in the past few days as it hit Mozambique. But it has now been downgraded into an ex-tropical cyclone. And therefore, this effect will also be degraded. Now, you might be aware that when it made landfall over Mozambique. It caused quite a lot of destruction in terms of very heavy rains. And I made you aware that almost 7 people have passed on due to the effects of the tropical cyclone. Now, it entered Zimbabwe last night through the southeastern borders, and typically there were some heavy rains in the southeastern areas. At Buffalo Range this morning, we actually measured 106 millimeters, and at Esigodini, there were about 80 millimeters. Filabusi also around the 80 millimeters. So clearly, most of these rains have been confined to the southern parts of the country. That is at least from yesterday into early hours of this morning. Now, the system has since moved to be anchored just around the Midlands there, and I'm sure we're going to be receiving reports of more rains because so we do measure our rains at 8 o'clock every morning. And what has transpired from yesterday, well, at least from 8 o'clock this morning up to now, there are reports that there have been quite some significant falls, particularly to the western and southern parts of the country.
And what causes these cyclones?
Well, actually, the genesis of a tropical cyclone is that they tend to form when sea surface temperatures are between 25 through to about 27 degrees Celsius. And you find that across the globe, they tend to occur or develop 5 degrees north and south of the equator. And to that extent, Zimbabwe belongs to the Southwest Indian Ocean Basin, and this is where the cyclones tend to develop and move perhaps generally towards Madagascar. And this one has been one of the most significant in quite a number of years, in that it developed in the Mozambique Channel, then moved down the Mozambique Channel until it entered landfall over in Mozambique.
And what should people do if there are fears that they might be hit by such cyclones?
Well, of course, it depends on the strength of the of tropical cyclone. I'm talking here in general terms, but in particular, when we look at ex-tropical Geneum, as it entered Zimbabwe, it had lost much of its strength in terms of the wind. You might be aware that over Mozambique, especially around the Inhambane, which literally was destroyed to some extent because of the strong wind. The winds there were between 120 through to about 180 kilometers an hour. So when it entered the landfall, the wind speeds decreased substantially to the extent that when it was in the middle of the Mozambique, it's about 80 kilometers an hour, and it gradually degraded to about 40 kilometers an hour. So one of the features that are quite prominent with tropical cyclones, again, are these very, very strong winds that are circling within the tropical cyclone. Unfortunately, that magnitude of wind speeds did not affect Zimbabwe. But on the other hand, you tend to see copious rain, torrential downpours, and these are some of the things that we tend to get worried about, especially in Zimbabwe, because that can cause extreme flooding. And this is why we've been on high alert, because we would appreciate that with a tropical cyclone, or even if it's called an X, as I said earlier on, you tend to get very, very heavy rain. And this is what has been happening, particularly to the south of the country.
Thank you, Mr. Nyemba. Please do stay on the line. We know we requested a few minutes with you, but please stay on the line. Gibbs, you have a caller?
Yes, Baba, 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 kuna hapo kutamba ni ibizo. Kumbe umnumzana uNdebele kunjani baba? Hello? Ayi siyaphila uNdebele.
Yebo baba.
Yebo unjani Ndebele baba?
Ngiyaphila kule kunjani?
Hayi kono kunja kusithethi kobulawa kumenjani kono pho cyclone le udiniwe. Kumbe kuthiwa ngudiniwe kumbe kudiniwe.
Hayi udiniwe lapha ube uqalise ngiqalise ukubona ngabo 4 ekuseni. Then waqalisa ukusebenza sibili lapha eCalsbus kwaze kwaba ngabo 5:00 ntambama. So akodwa-ke ngokubona kwami kazanga abe nendlela okukhulunywa ngayo nangendlela obevele kukhulunywa ngayo phakathi kweviki ledlule ukuthi uzakuba njalo. Belisina nje kahle liqophelela noma nje belingasami kodwa ke belisina kahle sibile belingelamdumo belingelamoya belizimela nje samfesezo kodwa lelizwileni phakathi laphakathi. Kuphela nje abantu abayanga emsebenzini abaningi abantwana bezikolo baphendukile. Kodwa ke hayi belizinela kuhle kwakhathi sengikhuluma hayi selijamukile. Selile yabona selingaba namahola amabili lijamukile hayi sesizihambela nje phandle akuselahlupho kodwa ke hayi kumanzi mpelampela kokuthi amanzi angenile phansi.
Ye so singathi sokungani sokuyimvimbi he?
Ye ngathi kuyivimbi ngoba amayezi lokho efasile phezulu lapho umkhathi kawukhani kodwa ke hayi kalisani. Dalo engukhangeleleyo ngingazi kusukela kubusuku banamhlanje kusiya phambili kodwa ke engukhangeleleyo kathi sengikhangele iphambilini kusiya kuphela iviki liyani ezayo kusiyale ngibona ngazathi kuzaba le simo esithize esiza kuba khona esihlolwelo leli zulu elimileyo. Ngokwazi kwami mina ngesintu sakithi ngoba izulu mina leli dube ngiqine ukulibona ngo-1969 liqalise futhingani lifuna ukuzama into efana na ngo-1978 kodwa lizanga libe njengaleli. Kodwa-ke ngibone ngani ngemva kwalokho kwaba lo mqando omkhulu owabulala izinyamazana lenyoni. Ngangisengifisane kodwa ngase ngikhulakhulile sengilamehlo. Manje-ke kathe sima ngikhangele isimo lesi esikhona kona ngazathi kuzaba lesi isimo khonapho nje kungakapheli ona lo mnyaka kuzaba lesi isimo esizaba khona nje elizweni emazweni la okuhambe khona nale into kona lo mnyaka ongakapheli u-2017.
So kukhona ongenzakala
ngo-August khona lo mnyaka kathi ka-2016 ngomnyaka ophelileyo. Ngathela umfana wami osebenza e-chronic wakuntambama ilanga selithona ngama-5 ilanga laba nomkhumbi omkhulu kakhulu into engakazenzakali. Ngase ngisithi ngaphuma thaya ipicture phandle ngoba lo nyaka kuzathi kuzaba nezulu elikhulu kakhulu wakuthatha kancane. Manje kathesi uthango bekhuluma nami esikwini malume wangitela ngaphikisa nanku sokusenzakala ngathi hayi izindaba zakho.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu Ndebele Sibili, siyabonga baba, ungadilala kusasa ye.
Nami ngiyabonga tu.
Yes, awakhulu. So that is Mr. Ndebele. He's in Country Park in Bulawayo. He says, you know, the rain has stopped right now. But what he noticed is that this has been one of the heaviest kind of downpours, you know, since 1969. So wow. He says, you know, after 1969, there was something that happened thereafter. There was a lot of, you know, cold weather that came in after the kind of heavy rains. And he says, maybe after this kind of, after these heavy rains, something big is going to happen either in America or Zimbabwe, you know, somewhere there. Something big is going to happen this year, before August.
Let's go to Mr. Zinyemba. Mr. Zinyemba, your last word, I know I'd requested only 5 minutes. Your last word, when are we going to see the end of this cyclone and anything that you might just want to share with Zimbabweans about this cyclone?
Well, I'm just listening to the interesting conversation from Mr. Dube there. In fact, you might also be aware that we had Cyclone Eline in 2000. We also had Japhet. So we have had occasions where rainfall amounts have been very high. And even this year, I think generally the season has been very good in terms of rainfall activity across the country, in that this we've had normal, actually normal to above normal rains literally across the country.
Mm-hmm.
But going back to the specifics of the ex-tropical cyclone, Deniyo, well, what we emphasize is that the public should be aware of the dangers of flooded rivers and streams, and obviously the advocate's message is that please do not cross rivers when they are flooded, obviously, or because of the inherent dangers that are associated with that. And if you are on lower grounds and there is flooding, we do implore you to move on to higher ground. I think it's very important that those messages are carried through by the public, because you tend to see some risk-taking people crossing rivers, and yet the message every day is that do not cross flooded rivers, be it you are a motorist or a pedestrian or what, in whatever state as it were. So we were actually imploring the public of Zimbabwe to be careful and observe and monitor the weather reports that we issue on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mr. Zinyemba. Gibbs, unless you have a last question.
Yeah, so my last question is, you know, how long is this going to last?
Well, I think the peak would be today, and tomorrow we are going to see, I think, less activity. But again, as I said, these things are very temperamental, and we'll be monitoring that closely. And if there's anything that develops in terms of adverse weather, we will again issue alerts through to the Zimbabwean public.
Mm-hmm. Mrs. Nyemba, thank you so much for your time, and also very educative and helping us understand what is going on. And thank you so much, and stay safe.
You are welcome. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Manzwa kuna vazinyemba uko vari kutaura kuti kana nzizi dzakazara vanhu vafanire kunge vachikrosa zviri nani kunonoka pane kufira mvura uye vanogara kunzvimbo dziri pasipasi dziri kana kuti kuma lower levels vanofanira kuenda kwakati kwirirei kune makomo kuti vasapedzisire vonyura mumvura imomo Gibbs.
Yeah, mnumzana lapake uteachi zinyemba mfake bantu inisibili uzwakale ute izululeli la kuti lipele nje kusasa kumbe yasikhathi esincane esilandelayo waphinda wathi abantu abasendaweni esiphansi kumele baye endaweni esiphezulu la bantu kuthi bangaphonga uphumaphuma nje umuntu esenza into angayiboni into yenzani. So ke uyaxwayisa abantu ukuthi baqaphele kakhulu.
We still have before we take our other caller, Dr. Joe. Dr. Joe, are you still on the line? Unfortunately, he dropped. We'll try to get back to him. Regai tiende kune mumwe mutereri. Vamuzira makadi.
Tinofara makadi ivo.
Aiwa, isu tiri wadi. Muri kupi?
Ini ndiri kuHarare.
Muri kuHarare. KuHarare hakuna kunyanyorohwa nemvura kawo.
Takatoimirira tinongonzwa kuti kuna ana Chipinge uko yanyanya kuurayana ikoko. Asi manje chinondinetsa ndechekuti hurumende yakagadzirira zvakadii, because yanguva yataugwa vana vazinyemba vakataura, but hurumende yakagadzirira zvakadini kuti vanhu vave safe panyaya yecyclone.
Asi imi pane mamessages amuri kumbowana here ekuti mungaite sei kana kwauya dutu mupengo remhepo nemvura?
Hapana information ikutumigwa padzinhare mbozha dzedu. Tinongoona information yatinowana ndeyekuti kwakati mota ya toona mavhidhiyo emota dzichiwira munzizi kana kuti vanhu vachipinda nomvura yakawandisa vachiyambuka. Yokuchenjedza vanhu hapana.
Ko vamwe vari kumboti wani kuri kutumirwa maalerts zviri kufamba sei? Asi kuti unenge uri kana kuti kuiconnect kana kuti zviri kufamba sei?
Ini ndinoshandisa nhare mbozha gweneti 1, asi havasati vatipa mashoko echenjedzo kubva patanga kutaurwa nezvedutu iri.
Matimi pedzai
zvino tirikushayiwa kuti vanhu vari kuti vachatipa chenjedzo zvarini iyo mvura yatotanga yamafashamini.
KuHarare kwamuri uku zvakamira sei? Nekuti pakamboyaka mvura takaona dzimba dzakawanda dzazara mvura, migwagwa isasafambike, zviri kufamba seiwo?
Migwagwa yakadambugwa dambugwa nemvura, pamwe pakanga pavakwa paifamba nemvura ndobva pavharirwa manje nokuti maplana ava kushandisa ava kuvhara paya panofamba nemvura zvino iye zvino toshaya kuti dzimwe dzimba dzopindwa nemvura kana kuti pataipfuura napo hapachafambiki yanguva mvura yoga yoga
muri kukurudzira makanzuru kuti aite sei
zvatachikurudzira ndezvekuti izvo vanhu vasangogara pose pose nokuda kwokuti vanhu vezvematongerwo enyika kazhinji ndo vatinoblema kuti ndo vanogadzika vanhu nyange nepasingaiti vachitsvaka mavhoti vozokonzera njodzi zvakare kwetiri isu
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vamuzira nekupinda muchirongwa chedu
totenda maita basa
tinotenda zvikuru Gibbs you heard there from Mr. Muzira in Harare he's saying Harare so far so good they've not been affected but you know he's saying that the problem in our country these days is that you know politicians are allowing people to build houses everywhere and sometimes when there are these floods you know many homes are flooded so he's saying that people should you know follow the normal channels they should not cut corners corruption should not be allowed and you end up having people's homes being flooded because where they build those homes it's not supposed to be a place to build you know a home and he's saying that this is one of the major problems I think we have Dr. Joe is back Dr. Joe?
Yes.
Gibbs, maybe you can fire away.
Now, Dr. Joe, normally when such things happen, you know, the Department of Civil Protection says a lot of issues about you people move from low-lying areas to high ground. At the end of the day, does this work? You know, if somebody says, hey, Mr. Joe, can you move from Maswingo, Rujeko, go to somewhere else? Does it make sense?
You know, it makes sense if the people have a precedent, if people are aware that the government is a caring government that would assist them. But in most cases, the people have precedent, like the Tokom Coast Dam, where people have been told to move and they end up in a waste situation. So it creates problems because when you allow people to move, you must be in a position to create the alternative environment that allows them to continue living a normal life. Like there's so many children. A lot of parents were phoning to us, for example, asking that they cannot, one, they cannot move from point A to point A. Now the government has announced that the registration for all level candidates may be closing very soon. And these are parents whose crops have been eroded and whose cattle, whose goats have been eroded, and they don't have money to pay for the school fees. And if you move them from point A to point A, you must also provide a hospital. You must be in a position to provide a school. These are people that are desperate. They really want life to continue in the same manner or even in an improved manner. But when you just tell them to move and there is no clarity on how they are going to move, for example, how do they move their possessions? These are people, they are no roads. How do they move from point A to point B with their possessions? Who do they live with their goats? Who do they live with their remaining cattle? So it's not just a point of just an answer to that you must move, but you must prepare for that movement and provide, for example, transport means so that they can move with their belongings to that point rather than just leaving their belongings. Africans normally don't move without their possessions. It creates a problem. And we also have problems that has also been created in terms of movement. You know, in Zimbabwe, we've had a curriculum review. Mm-hmm. And most of these rural schools, they don't even have the syllabi and the like. And they were hoping that perhaps the ministry could move the material to the respective rural area. Now there are no roads. What do we do? We end the whole term. It is a wasted term. There is no learning. Either the rivers are flooded or there is no material in the schools. So we need to plan so that when you tell people to move from point A to point B, at least there is confidence that if they move from point A to point B, they would receive assistance. But when they know that they will be worse off, then that's when there seems to be resistance in terms of movement because we don't have the culture of looking after our subjects. Mm-hmm. Particularly the government, there's no culture of looking after displaced people.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Zhou, you are saying preparations, there's no disaster preparedness in Zimbabwe, but the government was is on record saying that there is an interministerial committee that is in place to look at those issues.
I think those are naked lies. Mm-hmm. You don't need to be a rocket scientist in order to know that those are naked lies. Mm-hmm. Go to Manes, go to Kires, go to Mberengwa, go to Infisa, and see the destruction. You really wonder whether we're the government. The roads have been turned into rivers. They are the former roads are now flowing with water. The people cannot travel. And then I think some people, it's good when you speak to the international world that you want to paint a very good picture of what Zimbabwe is. But realistically, if you go to these rural areas, it's so pathetic. I will tell you that it's pathetic. There are people who, you can walk for 40 kilometers without seeing any transport that is plying that road because the roads have been destroyed.
Thank you, Dr. Zhou. Do stay on the line, Gibbs. Ngubani?
Yes, lo mnumzana ke ufitele isincube lapha econgweni. Baba, fitele isincube ngawunjani?
Esikhona baba linjani?
Hayi, siphile kakhulu. Unjani Butswana?
Ah, liyani izulu.
Lina kanganani kunapa?
Ah, simbona uCycling Dine. Lokho liqale ekuseni asisebenzanga namuhla.
Litshanja lilo moya futhi?
Hayi, ngitsho lina kuhle nje imvimbi sibi.
Oh, imvimbi.
Alidumi, alila moya,
Wayigcina nini imvimbi nje?
Ngayigcina ekhaya ngo-1980 I think.
So akuthi
ngesikhathi sana siyavota
Yeah, akuthi ukuthi pho abantu bathini khonapho ke nge-cyclone le. Abanye bathi ngudiniwe belo kutwani.
Kutwa ngudinewo.
Yeah.
Hayi abantu balungiselele ama message angena le mafonini all networks Orange, B-Mobile, Maskom. Mm-hmm. Ukuthi abantu nxa kungabale problem kule namba ezinikiweyo lokuthi bangaripota ngaphi bangatshayela ngaphi la ma-toll free numbers. Le mlayizo iyangena la kuma-radio ukuthi abantu abahlala duze le madamu so bahlale benanzelele becaphele ngoba kungenzeka ukuthi adabuke kanjani ukuthi izulu liza continue up to Tuesday. Ngikhayi lona liyani izulu asisebenzanga namhla sithone sihlezi sihambile nje sabhele emsebenzi liqathe ngabo-8 ekuseni.
So ke bathi lingajaya kuze kube nini?
Kade becabangele i-Tuesday.
Hayi, yekela ngokwamdala yekela lishaye sibili abantu akulamhla balamba
Ya, sure.
So nxa ukhuluma labasekhaya
liyana dube phela ukuthi lingane engxenye la kithi ngale kungavuka izinto eziningi i-economy la ingaphakama mbijana.
Oh ye,
unkulunkulu usizwile
Aha. So-ke nxa ukhangele nxa ukhuluma labekhaya bathini kathesi?
Ya, ngiyakhuluma labantwana bethi limile sibathi liqase ngama-4 ekuseni kodwa kathesi ade bethi limile.
Kungaphi kwangkhona?
Mina kathesi ngisetonda bona basemagwegwe
e-Olde.
Bathathe sina siliqase ekuseni umfana omncane okufuna u-grade 7 ugcine ngayanga esikolo.
O ufunda ngapha emhali kumbe emagwegwe primary?
Usemagwegwe primary lapha.
Oh, okay. Kuthi uvele lokuthini lami
Baba.
Uvele lokuthini lami?
The current team nanse kwanda vele ungale phethe kuwo umchabe stemo ngale siseduzane
singabantu hayi yakwasibili umboy ngapha la ngapha
yey ebindale nomsamuye reporter that day kungathi umama lwana kungkhaya kwampa duze kwangkhaya sibili
yebo phela
unompumelelo moyo kungathi umama lwana uthathola kamathambo ku studio 7 reporter khona
ah uboni ke yabona siyakuzwa sibili mnumzana so ke ungathi ke abantu ngabatshelana ekhaya khona ngale ngezulu le
akade sibaqongosela labantwana ukuthi bahlale ezindlini benanzelele bangaphongi ukuphuma nje kuthiwa lo moya lezi hlahla zingene ukuthi ziwe enxele intambo zamagetsi ziwe njanjani bahlale besendlini bangahambahambi ngoba lezi fula ziyagcwala bangagcina begalula futhi ye
hhayi siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke incube ungadina lokusasa baba
ye irodi yami buye lokho emmelele nisetonota babaduze
o ye uyasithi into zabantu lezi nizalungise ungabantu
Hayi kulungile too.
Okay, Fidele, thank you.
Okay.
That is Mr. Fidele Sincube, apparently is my homeboy. He just reminded me and I still remember He's a very, very brilliant guy.
Mm-hmm.
He used to be a very good, prolific soccer player, you know.
Mm.
So now, all what he's saying is that, you know, the people in Botswana have been given numbers to call. In case of emergency, they have to dial certain toll-free numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And people are being asked through radios and other media, you know, to actually do certain things, like those that are near dams, to make sure that they're always alert about what is going to happen there. And he says back home, maybe the economy may pick up
mm-hmm.
if ever this rain comes right. You know, he says agriculture, of course, pushes Zimbabwe's economy. And he says he has been chatting to his kids
mm-hmm.
and has told them to keep indoors and be careful about those poles that just fall, mm-hmm. you know, the power poles.
Yeah.
He says those are very, very dangerous. So he has been chatting to kids and telling them about it.
Regatende kuna General Makura vari ku South Africa uko ku Nesprot makadi.
Ndivhova mangadi
baba. Aiwa tiri nani iri sei Johnny?
Ah Johnny to kudzungera tiri mumana baba.
Handiti kaiwa ndo upenyu hwacho.
Nayo handizozo.
Mhm. Kwambo yadu kuti mpengore mhepo nemvura here uko.
Zvichokwadi baba ini ndiri truck driver ndakaenda kuMozambique nezvino ndikarara ikoko ndikatoka nhasi saka ndotovapora ndodzokera kuMozambique ikoko kuMozambique mvura nemhepo yakasvika but kusati kwanga ndisadire kumaputo yanga isina kuyaya yanga yainaya zvezvine simba but sematauro azvaita muredio hazvina kubuda zvakadaro but nechokumusoro kwanzi kunambani ndofunga 80 to 100 kilometers ikoko ndokwanzi yanga ine mhepo yakakurisisa ikazopinda nemukuruga national park ikabata part of Limpopo ndotadire kuLimpopo uko una naphalabura nanavhembe vane chikoro vatovana kuenda chikoro nhasi vangadi vachatomboende ende kunodzivirwa kuna mwana vashaikira mino pane muti vadonhera pamba here pasi padi pane zvazvachitaurwa muredio izvozvomaona saka part of Limpopo neKruger National Park neMozambique tadire kuna mbaniko iyo mhepo ine mvura ichasvika zvechokwadi but part of Mpumalanga nekubhodharini repinda Mozambique mvura yacho yanga ichinaya but yanga isina mhepo yangozvira chingonayo mvura yacho chaizvozvo.
Saka imimi vanotyaira matrucks aya munoona kupi dzidziso yekuti munoita sei kana zvinhu zvakaita manyama mire nerongo kudai?
Kazhinji maredio muno manotauri vanotoita program yekuzivisa maredio station acho ese. Sechitu tine social network yana WhatsApp and every kana Facebook tine magroup atine chichipakatika zvakati tokubukana pagroup parime zvakuitika magroup imomo pano mwaukanda mavideo akudhara yakamboitika kuMozambique nomakaitika kuna naIndonesia manje
nekuna naHaiti kunambaona
iwa vakuakando pagroup ipamaona zvokuti vanhu padai tuenda kwadzima akati tatoona video musatomboende kuna tino video ipi. Zvoti kana mavhidhiyo acho akachikoka vangachitobvunza ndimuri kuenda kuMozambique zvaitika kuMozambique ndatinwa mavhidhiyo ndaakudhara social media especial maWhatsapp varuzovedzeredza zvisiri kuitika zvacho maona ndedambudziko riri kuitika but kuzvisa tinotaona kutitana zvine madriver tichiwa nemagroupu emadriver ese kaZimbabwe truck drivers zvisi zvichiitika tichingozivisana.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru General Makura, murambe muchitifonera tichinzwa kuti zviri kufamba sei kwamune muri.
Aiwa, harutopindo kuMozambique munhu kana pane zvinge zvaita pane vamwe tasangana varuvhu kuMozambique kwanzi aiwa zvanga chingonaya zvokusaidira kumaputo but kumusoro ata kunambao ndekutika mhepo yakadaro iyo.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru.
Zvakanaka ibaba.
Tinotenda zvikuru. Before we take our next caller, let's go to Dr. Joe, are you still on the line?
Yes, I'm on the line.
Yes, Dr. Shaw, you heard there what General Makura, a truck driver, was saying, that there's a lot of fake news. Is this also not being caused by low information on the part of the government?
Yeah, I think so, because we don't have a specific chart where we are receiving official communique and getting also direction on who could assist us at a local level. So a number of people end up manufacturing also a lot of this information. We've also seen it even in Zimbabwe. A lot of pictures as far back as Cyclone Eileen have also been posted on Facebook pages and the like. And a lot of buses that were eroded some other time We have seen them also posted on the what on the Facebook pages. And this also creates a lot of alarm and the like. But at the same time, I think if we had credible information, if we had credible centers where people could report at a local level, that could reduce such incidents of posting information that has happened a long time ago.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Dr. Joe. Do stay on the line. Regai tende kuna mkoma tendai varugu DRC. Magadi mkoma tendai. Kurise ku DRC.
Aiwa ku DRC kuchene.
Muri kurova utruck here.
Wongu baba, ini ndino drive ma trucks, ndino Central South Africa, but most of the time North South Africa, Zambia, and then the DRC, the Zoka, and the other up and down.
Ko, kwa kamira si ku DRC?
Yeah, but it's, you know, it's, you can get good in and you can get information, you know, only one and then go ahead and put it, but I got in the manner I read and Voraid Kuno, Yafia, and an air paradigm, which I'm going to say.
Ku DRC, good in and?
Yeah, kuri nani mvura iri stable zvayo plus yoga nari manzizi ane mabridge akati kwirirei saka haisati yasvika pa that extent.
Ko ku South Africa mati mune muchibva one ku South Africa.
Ku South Africa tinonge tichibva ku Durban totakura zvinhu ikoko tichiendesa ku DRC muma mines umu saka every month ndinoita train from South Africa to come.
Saka at least zvichiri nani sema driver tataura nevakati wandei nhasi varinge vari kuti munopota muchipanana panana information muchiudzana kuti zvakamira sei.
Ichokwadi information inofamba zvakanyanya. Kungoti panozongoitawo mumwe anotumirawo information yataura namukoma wangu wabva kutaura inenge iri yakare, asi information zhinji yatinowana inenge iri up to date zvakafanana nekuti chinhu chikaitika nhasi kuCape Town chaiko.
Saka Studio 7 mune muchiiterera papi manje?
Iyo Studio 7 ndinoibata every day. Ndokwandinowanzwa news nekuma internet every day ndinenge ndichiiterera.
Saka mune mune pa radio yenye motikari?
Wongu baba.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru, murambe muchititsigira.
Asi ndanga ndichida kungoti tinembe bijana ini ndine muono wangu wakasiyanawo nevamwe. Ndo ndiri kushuyira vanhu vari kugara kumusha kuti vagare vakangogadzirirawo. Ndambonzwa pamashure apo zvakafanana nekuti uri driver webhasi wakatakura vanhu wobva wasvika rwizi rakazara nenyaya yekuti munhu ada kumhanya oda kuenda kwaari kuenda maybe ane appointment okufosekedza kuti aiwa hatikokuro sei mvura ichiti shoma. Saka iwe driver kana uri driver akadzidziswa kudriva mota pamutemo wemuzimbabwe, I would advise kuti mira or reserve certain meters from the river. Womira kana zvichikodzera kutogara iwiti chairo musina chekudya musina chamuinacho svondo rimwe chete handioni kuti rinouraya vanhu ende mvura yayo by then inenge yapera. Mokuroza moenda because dambudziko zhinji riripo nderekuti vanhu vari kufuririka madhiraivha vamwe vanofuririka nevanhu vavanenge vakatakura. Ndo pari kuzokonzera dzimwe tsaona dzekuti mota inozogumisizo yapinda murizi and all the like.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma wangu.
Aiwa, maita basa mukoma bule.
Tinotenda zvikuru. Good advice there from one of our avid listeners. Tenda is currently in the DRC and he's urging motorists, truck drivers, bus drivers and everyone not to cross flooded rivers. If it means staying for a week, it's better than being swept away. Gibbs.
I've seen a video in which some people were trying to cross a very flooded river, you know, and the car just spinned out of control and went right into the flood, you know. So now it's cases like umake ungwenya o kona ngale kwaZulu Natal. Baba ngwenya unjani?
Ngiyaphila mfowethu, kunjani?
Kunjani konapho kwaZulu Natal?
Hayi, ngapha ku clear akula lutho mfowethu.
Ungapho kwangona konapho?
Ni setandi.
Yeah, kunjani tandi?
Ah, good right kakhulu.
Awubona ke so ungathini ke ngeZulu leli likhulu?
Yazi ukuthi izulu leli besisizwa nje lokhu sithola ama-reports la nge-weather report la eSouth Africa. Ubona nje ukuthi ngempela yilo leliyana kanye elika 2000 elimini. Kanti evalwe msimbi kakhulukazi sesabela abantu bakithi. Abantu bakithi ngenxa ye-under development. Abanye basahlala endlini zodaka. Akulandlu eyakhiwe ngesamende. Obe kungathi khona umalithelane izulu leliyana. Impela abanye abantu balahlekelwa zimpilweni zabo. Singazi nje ngoba ngike ngafonela ekhaya. Just less than 30 minutes ago. Bobulawayo, abantu bobulawayo. Esithi bona lokhu liqala kunekuseni ngo-3. Namanje liyana.
Ngiyajabaza.
Kungcono-ke kulaba basedorobheni ngoba baphephile. Abasemakhaya-ke. Sizeza nje ama-reports okuthi abanye bawelwe izindlu. Kodwa-ke inkinga ekhona yile yokuthi asilayo uhulumende wokulekelela abantu ezimeni ezinjani. Inkinga yile yokuthi asilayo uhulumende. Abantu bakithi nje abanye bayalahlekelwa zimpilo. Singekho isizathu sokuthi akuze kufike. Kodwa uhulumeni enguhulumeni ingaba abantu bahlele ezimeni ezingakwazi ukumelana lesimo esifana nalesi. Kodwa-ke abanye lokhu besahlala kuyizindlu kotshani okutshekileyo kuyavela ukuthi izilimali sina bavele nje kuwe basale besigcekeni.
Ye, kodwa nxa sukhangeleke bathini nxa ukhuluma labo ekhaya bathi litshaya kanganani?
Abathi lini liyana mfowethu. Bathi liyana yakudlala. Kodwa kubuhle bakhona yilokho ukuthi hayi bathi manje aliselawo umdumo. Umdumo ukhona ekuseni. Kodwa manje hayi selisina kuphela lithule linjalo.
Hayi kungcono nxa kunjalo ye?
Ya, kungcono kakhulu.
Awuboni ke mfokasitshela sibongile kakhulu. Ye, ukhona kade ufuna ukutsho nje kokugcina?
Kade ngikutsho ukuthi uhluphe esilalo ngolwabantu bemakhaya. Noma sizama ukufona manje le network ayisangena ngazi ukuthi inkinga ikuphi kwakhona kumbe ngamafoni. Yes, kodwa sithemba ukuthi kuzadlula lokhu abantu bengazange balahlekelwe izimpilo zabo.
Awuboni ke sibongile kakhulu engwenya. Sitshela baba.
Kubonga mina fowethu, kubonga mina.
Yes, sibongile kakhulu. So that was Mr. McCain Ngwenya is in KwaZulu-Natal. So you are saying that he's feeling pity for people of Zimbabwe, especially those that have got some hamlets that are less developed, you know. So he says some people just lose lives because, you know, the country is doing wrong things in most cases. So he really regrets why Zimbabwe is failing to keep up to other standards, you know.
Dr. Joe, are you still on the line?
Yeah, I'm on the line.
And back to the issue of infrastructure development. You alluded to earlier on at the beginning of the show that, you know, the infrastructure is crumbled. And the government, it appears, there is no budget for infrastructure development. What else can the government do? Can they, say, embark on deals such as build, operate, and transfer, dealing with, maybe working with other players in the region or in the international community to construct roads and bridges?
Yes, I'm sure you're aware of Agenda 2063 in Africa. That is aiming at reversing what colonialism did. Most of the infrastructure built during colonial period was from areas of economic wealth to the coast. And what now the African leaders are doing is that even after...
Hello, Dr. Joe?
I think it's...
Oh, unfortunately, we lost him, but he was... raising an important point that, you know, most roads during the colonial era were built from areas of raw materials. That's why they were calling countries like Ghana was Gold Coast, you know, because they could access gold. Ivory Coast, because they could access ivory. It was called Ivory Coast. So everything was going to areas where they wanted raw materials. That is during the colonial period. And unfortunately, those roads are still there. And we have come to the end of our program. And we want to thank our guest this evening, Dr. Takawafira Joe, President of the Progressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe. And from the Met Department, Mr. Tij Zinyemba. We want to thank also our viewers, our listeners, listeners, those who sent messages, our callers, and of course our team behind the scenes, and saying stay safe. This is yours truly, Blessing Zulu. Have a blessed weekend.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying good night, Zimbabwe.